Still morning. Morning, guys. How we doing? Hope everybody's having a good Thursday. Got a big opportunity this weekend. You know, going on the road playing a very, very good football team. And I've been telling our guys all week, and starting on Monday when they came in for practice, that we're playing quite possibly the best special teams unit across the board that we faced so far this year. They're very, very good, very talented at a lot of different spots. They're very well coached, and you know, we've got our work cut out for us like we normally do, but even more so this week.
Sproles, a guy that you kind of want to just avoid?
Yeah, Darren's been giving me issues since I was with Kansas City and Denver. You know, when he was in San Diego, I had to face him twice a year. You know, he's not only a outstanding football player, he's I don't know him very well, but I know he's a great, great person, and he works hard. It's important to him. He's battled back from some injuries earlier in his career. You know, he's just an outstanding returner. And, yes, I don't like facing him. I hope we don't have to punt at all on Sunday. But if we do, we hope we can limit the damage and kick him high and short and net what you punt. And that's kind of what you do want to do against a good returner like Darren.
Do you think he's kind of in the mold of Marcus, just the kind of slippery and elusive on return?
A little different than Marcus in that he's probably thicker, so he's going to break more tackles. Very quick like Marcus, you're right. He does a great job with that first step, making people miss. He also does a good job when he plants his foot and hits that seam like Marcus does. He can hit that seam full speed, and that's what makes him so hard. You think you got him wrapped up, you think you got him corralled, and the next thing you know, he finds a tiny seam and he can hit it. So, you know, we're harping on that all week, and you know, we got to go out and punt the ball well, protect the punter, have great plays from our gunners, and let's go to work.
I think the bye week is good for a guy like Blair, just, you know, has had some struggles this year to get away for a while.
Yeah, I think so. I think the bye week's good for everybody, to be quite honest with you. I mean, and Blair's no different. You know, I thought he played really well against Houston. It's always nice, maybe, you know, sometimes maybe to keep that momentum going in the right direction. But, you know, he hit the ball well. I know he kicked once on his own during the bye week, and he came back Monday and had a good session. He kicked well yesterday. We've got a field goal session today, and just kind of build that momentum and get him refreshed. And for the, you know, like Coach Zimmer said, we're 0-0, and we're going to need Blair down the stretch and need him to play well for us, and hopefully that's what he'll do.
How will you know when he's kind of passed it all?
I think because, you know, he's been around here, I know him quite well. I think he is past the bad things that have happened to him, you know, not only last year but this year as well, and he's learned from it. You know, the good thing about Blair is that, you know, he might miss one, but he's going to come back, and normally he'll make the next one. And, you know, we've just got to be more consistent, and we've got to limit the times when he doesn't make them. And he's got to go out, and he's got to help us win games, and that's how we're built. We're built for, you know, good defense, good special teams, you know, ball control offense, and making big plays when we can. And he's got to make those field goals for us when we're in the range.
Mike, how is Laquan Treadwell handled doing some of this special teams stuff?
Laquan, it was new for him during training camp, and he was a guy that was working so hard to become a very good receiver and he's still working hard to be a good receiver, but he was running so much that we kind of took him off some special teams early on, and I didn't get quite a good enough look at him in training camp and in the preseason games. But because he's not been used a whole lot on offense thus far, you know, he's too good an athlete to stand next to me on the sideline, and that's what I told him. And so he's had a great attitude. He played a couple reps at Gunner last game against Houston. He had a key block on Marcus's touchdown and punt return. You know, he filled in for Adam Thielen on kickoff return as well. So got a great attitude. He's smart. He understands the game. He just needs reps. He needs to learn how to play those spots, which he doesn't know how to do quite yet, and he's getting there.
Attitude part the biggest hurdle sometimes for the younger guys, especially first-round picks?
Not since I've been here. I mean, the guys that you know, Rick and Coach Zim, that they draft are guys that love the game of football. And when you love the game of football, it's pretty easy to look around and say, you know what, I'd like to be out there. If I'm not starting on offense, I'm not starting on defense, I want to contribute. And our locker room helps that too. We've talked about our locker room and what a great bunch of guys that we have and that understand the importance of special teams. And the guys know that, you know, even Andrew Zendejo has been starting now for 2 years on safety. He still starts on two phases. Adam Thielen's still starting on a phase. And, you know, once the young guys look around and say, wow, these starters are contributing on special teams, I want to be a part of that. And that's how Laquan's handled it, and a lot of the young guys. You good? All right, guys, have a great day. Thank you.